Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, NFI, National Federation of Independent Business, and we're talking about the gold standard of small business indexing, the index of optimism, a small business optimism that Bill's been producing now for almost 44 years. This is the month, isn't it? 44 years this month, isn't it, Bill?
October is it.
That's it. So happy anniversary, and we're glad you're continuing to do this. It's a very important work. So 6 of the 10 indicators went negative on you in September.
Yeah, so we lost a couple points, as you pointed out, and
we talked about
surprising.
The indicators, folks, were the floods, the fires, the hurricanes, all that stuff like that, and it was just bad news, and that's going to put a damper on an economy.
Yeah. So, but 103 is still historically just one of the very best, reads that we've ever had.
Well, I think Bill, one of the things I've been in my own polling. It took a long time for the exuberance to hit Main Street of this current political situation. Wall Street liked it the next day after the election. Main Street took a while. I think only recently has Main Street been feeling any kind of a lift. What do you think?
Yeah, that's certainly the case. If we watch what happens with our customers by looking at the growth in income and consumer spending, those certainly have been improving on Main Street, and that's of course what we need to see. Customers are the most important thing, as you point out all the time on your show. We got to get customers in, so that's looking pretty good.
But the things that went down didn't go down by much, though. I mean, it was an aggregation of 6 of them that created a little bit of a drop overall, right?
Yeah, we had a couple of them, but we lost a big chunk of the. And on the percentage, say it's a good time to expand. Well, obviously, it's not a good time with the kind of problems that we had in two states, Texas, which is the second largest state based on GDP for the state, and Florida, which is number 4. So, in those states, people couldn't go to work unless they had a boat.
Right.
And if they did get to their workplace, odds are it's flooded or has no power or whatever. So, and that showed up in the employment numbers, of course. We saw huge declines in employment in the restaurant industry, for example.
Right.
But if you think of where the small businesses are on Main Street, you look down a street, it's all little businesses, and they were closed in so many cities because there was water in the street.
Well, and I'm heartbroken when I think about the fact, Bill, that so many of those will never open again.
A lot of them won't because, they were on the edge, and
operating on cash flow.
Now they can't, right? Now they can't repair and get themselves back into shape. And so
capital spending was down, but do you think that will be, like we talked about earlier, about the recovery economy? Do you think it'll, in say 6 to 9 months, we'll see that number jump?
Yeah, I think you'll see a turnaround because you've got, to get the extra boost from all of the stuff that we have to replace and improve on. So it'll pick back up again. I think the fourth quarter will be, a pretty good growth quarter, 3% or better, because we get this extra boost from replacing, unfortunately, assets that we lost. I mean, that boosts GDP when it happens, but it's a shame to spend our money replacing what we had rather than adding to what we
had. That's right.
Of course,
if you're the supplier of those things, you don't care why it got there.
You're going to be busy.
Yeah. I mean, and of course, and the people, and the where this is going to hit, is it going to hit the people who aren't going to come back, who lost everything? And I'm, as I say, I'm heartbroken about them. But they're the ones that I've been trying to talk to for a long time about retaining earnings so you can ride something like this out, number one. Number two, the insurance companies. And I heard somebody the other day talking about the poor insurance companies. I said, don't you even think about going there. I said, after 12 years ago, after those hurricanes, the insurance companies said, we'll never be caught like this again. And they've been doing nothing but raising our rates ever since. And I don't care. The insurance companies can start paying off.
Yeah, they will.
They better start paying off. I don't want to hear one complaint out of them either.
Yeah, if you look at the stocks of the insurance companies, they've really been doing very well.
That's right.
Including the health insurance.
Well, because they haven't had to pay off.
Yeah.
Yep. They've been claimless almost to a large degree for 10 or 12 years.
We get about the same number of storms every year for hurricanes, but most of them, you know, don't hit land.
That's right.
This year we got a lot of them.
Yeah, I got no sympathy for the insurance companies. They've been doing okay. So the credit, people still don't want to borrow, do they?
No, they're not really excited about it, and nobody's complaining about it. We had on the most important problem question, only 1% said that credit was an issue for them. So they're still hanging out on worrying about taxes, and which, of course, we're not getting anything much done on yet, and health care costs, and the cost of regulatory compliance still ranks up there as a major problem.
And hopefully tax reform is on the way. Do you think of the next index, with storms abated a little bit, maybe that the bad news down a little bit, the tax reform thinking or anticipation will help the next report?
It could do that. That in combination with the fact that now a lot of spending will pick up in those two states that we talked about.
Right.
Just to clean up and replace, so that'll be a boost.
I want to get Bill's thoughts on a couple of the tax reform issues that they're debating right now that you guys know I'm upset about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.